Welcome to the show, where prank calls are all we know.
Oh yeah.
I'm Brad Farter, I'm kinda slick, but let me warn you, I'm a real dick.
Yeah.
Dialing numbers, causing a fuss. Hobosodes, it's just for us.
Only for us.
Patreon subscribers get the thrill as I prank call for the thrill of the kill.
Hey everybody, you're listening to the 440th Hobosode, which is brought to you by KC Deeply. Thanks for that, KC Deeply. I swear I'm not keeping that song as the intro song. It was just there, so I left it there and let it play. I'll change it next time, I promise. Besides, it's episode 440. Now the non-subscribers can hear that amazing song. I mean, it's not amazing, but you know, it's an actual Hobosode song.
Hello?
Hello, Robert!
Speaking.
It's Dave from Public Works. Did you get the letter we sent you where they're going to be pouring the concrete footings in your front yard tomorrow?
You got the wrong place, buddy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I reached 507 Drive.
The address is right, but you're not going to put footings in my garage.
No, not in the garage. In the front. You know, in the easement area. Where the fire hydrants are. No, we don't have the wrong place. They're going to be there tomorrow, and they're going to pour a big concrete footing for the fiber hut.
Who's paying for this?
Oh, it's a telecommunications thing.
It's
the phone company. It's going to be a 5-foot by 5-foot thing, a big metal casing in your front yard, basically.
Not in my front yard, you're not.
Sir,
you talking about where the electrical boxes are?
Yeah, it's the easement area, like where the fire hydrants are and the mailboxes are.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to put it out there. It'll be 5 foot tall and 5 foot wide, and it'll provide fiber internet to everyone in the neighborhood except for you.
Except for me, huh?
Yeah, well, you're kind of like too close to the fiber box for it to work properly. You're like in the eye of the storm, and also you're being kind of a dick right now about the whole thing, so I don't feel sorry for you. You don't need fiber anyway, you're old.
Thanks for the insult. Goodbye.
Well, it's not an insult. How is being old an insult? You should be proud to be old, right? Shia LaBeouf.
Hello.
Hey, is this Massimo?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Oh, is this Massimo?
Yes, this is Massimo.
Okay, oh no, it's Massimo. I'm calling from the city.
What's going on?
We're
going
to be coming out to your house to lay down some concrete footers for the fiber huts.
Fiber nets? I don't own a home.
Oh.
Yeah? What was the address?
Well, it's going to be right in front of your house, 607. Avenue. Oh,
I guess you're right. Yeah, that is my house. My dad's name is also Massimo, so maybe that's why.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a really big box, like a 7 foot tall by 5 foot wide.
What are you guys dropping there?
It's a fiber hut, so you can get fiber optic internet.
Oh, okay. Can I give you my mom's number and you can call her and let her know?
Yes.
All right. Give me it real quick.
That's okay with you though, right? Like if you have a big old metal container thing out there.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to talk to mom about that.
Okay.
I wouldn't care, but it's 90-08.
I can't believe you had to look that up. You know what? I have my mom's number memorized.
She switched it like 8 times.
She's what? Oh, she changes it?
Switched it a couple times. What company is doing the work?
It's the city. You know, the putting the concrete footers down, but then the phone company is going to be out to put down the huts.
Oh, okay. Alrighty, yeah, you can give her a call.
The fiber huts. You're going to want to keep a close eye on these boxes too, because people love to break into fiber huts and steal all the electronics inside.
So what is it going to be like? Just in the middle of my yard, or like how?
Yeah, right in the middle, right in the dead center.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, can we keep a couple pallets of electronic equipment in your garage for a little while?
What the hell are you talking about?
Well, you know, if we put it in the driveway, people steal it. It's all the electronics that go inside the fiber hut.
Who's messing with me?
Oh, no, I wouldn't mess with you, sir. I'm with the city.
No, you're not.
What do you mean? What are you talking about? Of course I am.
What city?
The you know, the city. What city
do you... You liar.
What?
You're lying your ass off.
You think I have your address, but not your city name?
Yeah.
Washington. I did it, didn't I? I passed your test.
Yeah, I guess you did.
Okay, I'm going to call your mom. Bye. All right, let's hurry up.
You have reached me. Please leave your number.
Damn it.
Thank you.
Listen here, Massimo's mom. I just talked to Massimo, and you know, the one that lives over on Avenue. And I was trying to tell him we're putting up this gigantic fiber hut in his front yard. It's like 7 feet tall and 5 foot wide. And he's like, you know what? Even though I'm an adult, I can't handle this on my own. I have to get my mom. Can you call my mom? I need you to talk to my mom about this because I'm basically a child and I don't know how to... Look, can you call me back? We need to talk about this fiber hut. And he was being really disagreeable about us borrowing his garage. All right, thank you, Mrs. Massimo. Bye. I don't expect a call back from that, but, you know, I don't care. I was looking on the Discord this morning, and someone posted an article on it saying, Omaha resident concerned with fiber hut becoming a traffic hazard. And, you know, it's one of those little boxes. I don't actually know how tall it is. It's maybe 5 foot by 5 foot, but it's off the road. It's way up there in a yard. And the whole neighborhood's so upset about it. Somehow, this thing that's like 20 feet off the street is going to block their vision when they're driving. And they had other complaints. I can't remember what they were.
And you'll see crews installing underground cables to improve internet and other services. One homeowner claims there's been a lack of communication about a large box which stands above ground next to a busy street. Mike McKnight looks into these traffic safety concerns as Six on Your Side investigates.
It's called a fiber hut, but what John Petto sees next to his backyard is a metal structure.
Yeah, so I'm 6 feet tall, and it's pretty much as tall as I am.
Wow, it's like 6 foot by 8 foot. 6 foot tall by like 8 foot wide, I think.
And, you know, longer than 6 feet.
Though the large fiber box stands out in a residential area, Petto says he and his neighbors didn't see it coming.
His name's Petto. All right, I don't want to listen to any of this. Maybe I'll link it in the show notes. Maybe I won't. But I've done calls like this before, installing giant metal boxes of some sort in people's yards, and they usually don't like that, even when it's way out in the easement area. I remember one of the neighbors in that article was like, well, there's some apartments down the road a little bit. Why couldn't they put them in front of the apartments? Because nobody wants shit in their yard. They want it way down the road toward those poor people in those apartments. Oh, shoot. I got a call coming back, and I don't know who it is. Hello.
Yes, you called here?
Oh, yeah, I did. I was calling a few people there in the same area because we're going to be putting a big metal box right in front of your house.
For what?
It's a fiber hut. It's for fiber internet. Whose dog is that? Is that your dog in the background?
No, it's the one behind me.
Oh, man. Somebody needs to tell that thing to shut up.
Yeah. Anyway, what is this for?
It's for fiber internet. You're going to have fiber internet in your neighborhood. But we're putting it directly in the middle of your front yard. It's going to be a box that stands about 6 foot tall by 8 foot wide.
In the middle of my front yard?
Yes.
You better call my neighbor, see if he wants to do it, because it doesn't go into my front yard.
Oh, no, it's definitely going in your front yard. They're coming tomorrow to pour the concrete footings. To set it on top of.
If they show up, they better come hard.
They better what?
Because they're not putting. They better come hard and armed. because they're not going to put a box in the middle of my driveway, my yard.
You want the city workers to come with like machine guns strapped to their shoulders and stuff?
I don't give a shit.
Do you know how stupid you sound, sir? Do you know how stupid you sound? Oh, he wants them to come hard and armed. That's a normal reaction. Nothing weird there. Oh, I think this is him again. I couldn't find him. Like, maybe I deleted him already because he wasn't picking up. So I don't know who this is. Hello, Public Works. Can I help you? Oh, now you're going to make prank calls to me? He hung up. He's like, oh, shit. They have caller ID. Who would have thought that they would have caller ID?
Hello?
Hey, is this Salvatore?
It is, yes.
Oh, okay. It's Grega from the Public Works Department.
Yes.
I needed to let you know the trucks are going to be out there in the morning to lay down concrete footings in your yard. So,
trucks are going
to... Yeah, for the fiber hut. You know, so you have fiber internet out there. It's going to be a big box that's 6 feet tall by 8 feet wide.
You must be talking to the wrong person.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I had the person that lived at 6-4.
Yeah, I feel stupid. Where are you calling from?
Oh, from the Public Works.
What? Who's Public Works?
Celine.
Celine?
Yeah.
And you're coming on my property in Lane tomorrow?
Yeah, they're just going to, you know, dig a small rectangular hole and fill it up with rebar and put cement in there. And then the telecom companies will come tomorrow. I mean, the next day, and they'll start installing the large boxes, the 6 foot tall boxes.
I had no idea about that.
Oh, we sent you a letter. Didn't you get the letter?
Never got a letter.
Oh, you probably got it. You just threw it away. Thought it was junk mail.
No,
I do that all the time.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Okay, sorry for the accusation. But yeah,
where is this being done?
Oh, it's going to be right out there front in the easement area. It looks like you have a nice little garden or something planted out there right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to take that down. Sorry. We'll try to set the plants aside for you.
You're joking.
Oh, no. No, I wouldn't kid about that. It's for fiber internet. Everyone needs fiber internet now. So
you're joking.
I'm joking
and
about
your exchange is an 810 number.
Fiber internet. I'm calling from home. You know, COVID still exists. We still work from home.
Where do you live?
That's none of your business, sir. I just work for Public Works.
810 is pretty far away from 734.
Yeah, it's up there up north.
And you drive into Saline every day?
Sir, that's where I used to live, and I've moved down here years and years ago, and I kept my phone number. I was able to do that because I have a cell phone. Have you ever heard of a cell phone, sir?
Yeah, but it's unusual for you to call me at 7 o'clock in the evening to tell me this.
I'm working from home.
I understand, but it's not business hours.
Okay, well, just don't bother the trucks that are out there in the morning. They'll be there about 8 or 9 in the morning to pour the footings and to dig up the yard.
Yeah,
and then
okay.
The phone company, fiber people, will be there the next day.
Yeah, that's funny.
Oh, you're funny. Except not really. You're kind of a pain in the ass.
Who's paying you to do this?
Paid me? The city.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you even give me your name?
Yeah. Don't you remember?
No.
Geez, your memory is really, it's just going.
It is going. Yeah. I'm glad you realize that. You know, you get older, your memory's not as good.
Yeah, but I mean, I just said it a minute ago. My name's Grega.
Grega?
Yes.
Is that a first name or a last name?
That's my first name. Are you making fun of my name?
No, I'm not making fun of it, but Grega is a very unusual first name.
Well, no, it's not. It's G-R-E-G-G. It's like,
yeah, I've never met one in 66 years on Earth. You're the first.
You've never met a Greg with two G's?
You said Grega.
Well, it is Grega. It's because there's two G's, like Greg-ga, like that.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Whatever. What's your last name, Grega?
All right, listen here, buddy. I don't need to have my identity stolen by some old man, so I'm going to hang up. And those trucks will be there in the morning with the concrete.
It was very fun. You should have done this on April 1st, though. It would have been appropriate.
Yeah. All right. I love you.
Thanks.
If I come out there and if I see you, I'm going to kiss you on the mouth.
Oh, okay. All right. You have a good evening.
And you're going to make out. All right. I love you. Bye.
Thanks.
Darn it, Salvatore is too smart for me. I think that city I said isn't actually a city. It's like a, you know, one of those rural areas. So that's one of the many things that gave me away. Uh-oh, I'm getting two callbacks at once. I don't know what to do. I don't know who they are. Hello?
Hi, who is this? You called me. Who is this?
I'm verifying a call I got earlier. What company is it?
She hung up on you because you sounded angry. I was getting two callbacks at once, so I put them on the line together, you and her. And I was hoping you two would have a conversation.
Okay, well, I need to, for security reasons, verify the company you're with.
No, I won't verify shit, sir. Okay, there he goes. I don't know who that was, and I don't know who the other lady was, but he scared her off with his shitty attitude. All right, something weird has happened in my recording where, I don't know, it seems like 11 minutes of my voice has disappeared, but you can still hear the other people that I called. So I present to you possibly 11 minutes of a man having a conversation where you can't hear what's being said on the other end. It's not going to be 11 minutes. I won't do that to you guys, but let's see what this is, I guess.
Hello? Yes? Yes, Gary? Mm-hmm. Public Works Department? Oh, I'm looking outside. Where are they pouring concrete? This is for Grace Church Road? Is this something the city's doing? Oh, for like AT&T or whatever. And this is from... Oh, the county is doing this? Oh, I didn't know. Okay. Is it going to block the driveway? The box is going to be permanently there? And it's going to be on the grass? I never knew about this. I check my mail all the time. That's interesting. So if I'm looking at my driveway, you're saying is it right next to it, or is it like more towards the main road? I mean, I guess, yeah, they have four trees, but I guess if they put it in the one that's closest to the main road, it won't be as much of an eyesore as compared to right next to my driveway. Yeah. So you said they're starting in the morning around 9 a.m.? Okay. All right. I guess I'll chat with them in the morning then. No. Yeah, no. It's nothing like that. I just didn't, you know, because it affects the property value. I just want to make sure that it's not like right next to my driveway, you know? Yeah, because that's where I put my garbage cans. Interesting. Okay. I'll just see it in the morning then. Sounds good. Driveway won't be available because we have our cars in the driveway, but they can definitely park stuff on the street. Yeah, they can probably park on the street, just not block the driveway in, because we have to get out in the morning to take the kids to school. Yeah, I mean, if they're coming tonight with the trucks, we can see. I'll be here. We can find a good position. Okay. Sounds good. I'm going to get back to dinner, but we'll see you guys later in the morning. Okay, sounds good. I'll keep that in mind.
What are you having for dinner?
I don't know, man. Whatever my wife is making.
Oh, you said you're going to get back to dinner as if you'd already started.
Oh, like it's about, she's cooking. We're going to start in a few minutes.
So that's not back to dinner. That's like,
yeah,
you're going to start dinner. You're trying to trick me.
Not true. Well, I got to go, but thank you for letting me know.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day.
Bye-bye now.
Sir, I said have a nice day. Have a nice day. He won't say it back. He's making it very awkward. Okay, hey, it's me again, post-editing the recording, Brad. I recorded the show earlier in the day, and now it's late at night, and I'm putting it all together, and I'm noticing there's a big chunk of my voice missing, and I don't know why. The guy could hear me, just you guys couldn't, so I don't know why that happened. I could probably go into my Aster system and retrieve it. There's one thing I remember I said to that guy right near the end, right before he said, well, I got to go get dinner. is that I told him that the construction foreman wore a puppet on his hand, and whenever he spoke to anybody, he spoke through the puppet, and not to look him in the eyes, because that would just set him off. Oh man, maybe I do need to go get that call. That sounds kind of fun now. But for now, let's just get back to the show. Here's the next call that happened earlier.
Hello, it's Mike.
Hey, Mike. It's your neighbor. It's Roy.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Did you happen to find my baseball glove in your backyard?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Well, I just...
Did you leave it laying somewhere? Maybe a dog grabbed it or something? Or?
Oh, I don't know. I hope not. Do you have a dog? I left it in your backyard.
Why would you leave it in my backyard?
Well, we were back there last night. We were playing late night baseball. It's just something me and friends do late at night.
I doubt you're in my backyard. You sure you're talking to the right person?
I'm positive I was in your backyard. You're Mike, right?
I am.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, we were in your backyard playing baseball, late night baseball.
You and Steven?
I don't know a Steven.
Okay, that's my son.
Oh, yeah, I don't know you guys. We just go around backyards in the neighborhood and play baseball, and I think I left my glove and my face mask, my catcher's mask.
Brother, I don't know why you'd be in my backyard. I mean, I really don't have a backyard.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just random. We just go to different random backyards and play late night baseball.
Okay, well, I'm not aware of any baseball gloves or anything in my backyard, my friend, but you're more willing to walk back there and look for it.
Okay, all right, I'll come out there late tonight then, probably 2 or 3 in the morning.
Yeah, no, you're not.
Well, no, it's because I work late. That's what I'm saying. That's why we do late night baseball.
I don't want you. Who are you?
My name is Roy. I live just down the road a little bit.
Okay, so I don't understand how do you have my number? And for two, why would you be playing baseball in my backyard? I live in a mobile home, which is basically a swamp behind my house.
It's just a thing we do. We do backyard baseball in random yards around the neighborhood.
You don't go in people's yards at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning,
dude.
That's
the whole point. It's fun. It makes it more exciting. Sometimes we get yelled at.
What you do is you go find people that have pools, and you go pool hopping in the middle of the night. What you do.
A little chilly for
That's what we used to do.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice, honey. I like to play baseball. I don't like to do girl things.
Okay, well, I don't know why you're calling me brother and why you're saying weird-ass random things, but I recommend you don't fucking come near my house.
Oh, we'll be back there. I got to find that baseball glove.
I'm going to bring a baseball bat to your fucking head.
No, you won't. Man, a baseball bat to the head. Some of these people have sick fantasies. And violent, too.
Who is this?
Jason. Jeez, about time you pick up. I call like 3 times.
Who is this?
This is Jeff. I'm the manager at Golden Corral.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hey.
I'm sorry.
Hey, you left something behind here. You better come back and get it.
What?
A box of tampons.
Oh, Jesus.
Come back and get your tampons, Jason.
Maybe I will, if they're free.
Oh, they're free. They're yours.
Tell me where to come.
Golden Corral, silly.
And who should I ask for?
Jeff.
Would that be you?
Yeah, I'll have your tampons in my hand.
All right. You got any money in that other hand?
No. Why would I give you money?
Well, because you didn't give me any food.
Yeah, we did.
Good night.
Hey, listen here, buddy. That was a guy who posted his phone number on Twitter. It's back to me, everybody. I know this is getting confusing, but it's late night, Brad, and I've been editing, and I opened up this tab on my browser that was still open from Wednesday night, and it was the page that I used to get phone numbers off of Twitter, and it had updated itself to where this guy Jason had posted just 5 hours ago. I guess it's kind of late at night now, though. So, yeah, that was boring. Oh, yeah, the post. He was complaining at Golden Corral, which is a restaurant chain. He's like, I placed an order at 5:10 and got there at 5:40. They hadn't even started my order and refused to do so or issue a refund. I finally left at 6:40. And then the corporate Golden Corral account writes back to him, sorry about your experience. Please DM me your information. And he doesn't DM, of course. He just replies and says, thank you. Here's my email. Here's my phone number. But then he wasn't even that interesting. And I can't get him to pick up again. I tried calling him back. He just refuses now. Hey, look at this. I got a voicemail several hours ago.
Hey, Peckerwood, come get your glove, fuckface.
I think that means I should call him back. He probably won't pick up, though.
5226.
He still refuses to pick up, so I guess we're just never going to call him again. But what's funny is it's about 2 or 3 in the morning over there right now. Right around the time I should be out in his yard looking for my baseball glove. Hello? Sarah?
Hello? Yeah.
Oh, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hey there. It's Jeff from the Woods Homeowners Association.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, when you put your trash out, you need to face your trash cans on a northeast, southeast axis. What?
I didn't put my trash out this week.
I know, but when you do, you're always facing your cans the wrong way.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They got to be like lined up perfectly with the street. Or my wife.
You had to call me about this at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah. It makes my wife just lose her mind when you have those cans crooked. Because she's the... Oh, I don't know why I'm calling more people. I'm supposed to be editing this show. You guys, I'm going to stop. I think the show is going to be over now. And that's all thanks to Casey Deebly, who is today's show sponsor. Thank you, everybody, that supports the shows.
Even though I'm a guy, it doesn't mean that I have to put the toilet seat down. Even though you're a girl, you can leave the seat up for me, up for me.
I hate when people walk in the out of the Walmart doors. Please move, you're in my way. And also I hate when the toilet roll is backwards and Krusty's on the toothpaste.
Even though I'm a guy, it doesn't mean that I have to put the toilet seat down. Even though you're a girl, you can leave the seat up for me.
Yes.
Up for me.
I don't need to put the toilet seat down. I'll be going to the bathroom in a couple hours, so you better look before you sit when you're peeing now. Ain't my fault if you fall in. Seat stays up, I'ma log in.
Even though I'm a guy, it doesn't mean that I have to put the toilet seat down. Even though you're a girl, you can leave the seat up for me, up for me.
I'm asleep right now. I'm woke, sir.